Listen up. If you sell your books on Amazon and you've been struggling to get sales, there's a brand new free 5-day challenge launching April 12th that you simply must check out. What am I talking about? Well, it's Brian Cohen's Amazon Ad School's 5-day ad challenge, of course. Now, I've personally taken the ad challenge 3 separate times, and as a student of multiple ad courses, I can personally attest to not only the Amazon Ad School's full-scale paid course, but this incredible challenge as well. In fact, I believe you'll find insights in the free challenge that are going to absolutely knock your socks off. They've packed details in there that you will not even find with many paid courses. So if you've never joined the Amazon Ad Challenge before, I recommend you sign up today and check it out. Head over to authorrevolution.org/Amazon Ads to get signed up. I know I'll be there. The challenge starts April 12th, so don't wait. I'm Carissa Andrews, international best-selling indie author and CEO of Author Revolution. With more than 15 books published, it's safe to say I have made a ton of mistakes in my endeavor to become a full-time author. The most important thing that I've learned in the past decade is that indie authors need to protect their creativity and their serenity. Being an author is a long game, and that's why I'm on a mission to teach other indies just like you how to publish books with a sustainable, rapid-release method. I created the Author Revolution podcast to give you insights and actionable step-by-step strategies to help you do just that. If you're an ambitious author or one in the making who's looking to create a long-term author career and a life you love, you've found your tribe, my friend. Let's get your author revolution underway. Welcome back to the podcast. It's hard to believe we're already in the middle of April, isn't it? No, like really hard, considering we just got 6 inches of snow dumped on us last night, and it looks like Christmas. Needless to say, I am not amused. Hopefully, though, things are looking brighter and warmer wherever you are. So this week, I've been thinking about how much things have really changed for me in the past couple of years, and not just with weather. Before 2019, I really felt more like the struggling artist who was having to do everything herself. Now, don't get me wrong, my family and friends have always been super supportive of my writing and my publishing, but none of them are really in the trenches with me. They don't understand what I'm going through or any of the things that we as writers are trying to accomplish, right? So, other than their words of encouragement, I really have had no support in the past. Now, for the longest time, I really did feel like a headless chicken as I tried all the things. I'm a learner, we've talked about this. So I was doing all the things, hoping that something I was working on or stumbled upon would help make my author career take off. Now at the time, we were also pretty much in dire straits financially. So I felt the pressure to make things work rather than enjoy what I was doing with the work. And in some ways, that's really where rapid releasing entered my world. I wanted to get moving faster so I could earn more money faster. But now I can tell you from experience that that's not really a fun place to be with your writing, especially when you're an artist and you love to write for the creative journey of it. Now, what ended up happening is, like we've talked about in the past, plenty of burnout as I work toward rapid releasing my books all on my own. But I absolutely suck at asking for help. Can you relate? So one of the things I decided to do was to hire someone who could help me. Granted, I couldn't afford much at the time, but I knew I had to do something or I was going to go completely mental. Now, the idea of paying someone to help me felt better than asking for favors or seeking help from family and friends who all have their own things going on. So in mid-2018, I started hunting for that perfect person with the hope that they could help me feel a little less stressed by doing some of the things I really didn't want to be doing. Now, when I look back at my life now, I can honestly say with 100% certainty that finding a PA was one of the best decisions I made as an author. Not only has Jenny, my PA, helped me expand my reach, but she's been an incredible support to me and my family, and I can tell you, she has made the rapid releasing journey and process a billion times easier. So at this point, you're probably thinking, well, that's great for you, Carissa, but how can I use a personal assistant? I don't make enough money to hire one, or maybe you, as the author, haven't even wrapped your head around rapid releasing yet. I get that. So here's the thing. You can start with a PA for as little as $50 a month. Obviously, what you pay for is going to be what you get. So if you can only afford $50, remember that. Don't be one of those jerk authors expecting your PA to do all the work for you as a full-time employee or to be at your beck and call at every moment. Don't be that person. That's not cool. But at the same time, treat your PAs very well. When you can afford more, pay your PA more because they truly will be a lifeline for you. And we'll talk about why in just a minute. So whether you're new to rapid releasing or new to the thought of having a PA, I want to talk about a few of the ways that I leverage Jenny's talents to get more done. And I have a sneaky suspicion that you're going to find most of these appealing in your own realm as well. I know you, you introverted writer who only wants to write. I see you. All right, so here's the first way Jenny helps. She can set up and manage takeovers. Now, I don't do these super frequently, but it's because I choose to put my time and energy into other things. However, if something cool comes across Jenny's desk and she thinks I should join it, more often than not, she just takes the task on as a whole. The only time I really get involved is if we need to come up with some new copy for my takeover posts. Otherwise, she schedules, posts, and sometimes, even as me, sometimes as her, whatever, and make sure that if there's any giveaway going on, we're getting in touch with the winners. I love that about her. Most of the time, I spend zero time thinking about author takeovers, even though I'm in them. And for those of you who don't know what a takeover is, let me kind of go back just a little bit. It basically is going into someone else's Facebook group or otherwise group, wherever it might be, could be on TikTok, wherever. And you are talking in their group about your books. And it's usually because they're getting ready for a big launch party or they're doing something, or you've reached out because you have a promotion or a new release that's coming out and you've asked an indie author friend if you can promote yourself in their group. Sometimes they're just really big takeovers. There's a lot of different ways that you can get involved with takeovers. And a lot of the times, a PA is the perfect person to know where they're at and which ones you should be joining. All right, another way I use Jenny is to look for promo opportunities. Now, if you're on BookFunnel or Story Origin, you know that it can be time-consuming to look for promo opportunities that might make sense for your books. Jenny often goes into these sites for me and signs my books up for the promos. And she also monitors Facebook groups for the promos outside of the norm, then shoots me the links if she thinks I should participate or get involved, and she, for some reason, can't sign me up for it. In fact, she'll even send me links to contests and grants if they come up, all around saving so much time and adding tons of benefit to my overall brand exposure. Another thing Jenny does is hunt for newsletter swaps. Now, whether you're using Story Origin or some other site to look for newsletter swaps, or if your PA has connections with bigger name authors, having your personal assistant look for and coordinate newsletter swaps is a big deal. Thanks to Jenny, I have been able to swap with big name authors that I would never have had the opportunity to cross paths with. Now, besides that, I have gained more readers and opened up my own email list to more subscribers. So it's a big win-win. So another thing Jenny has loved learning is ads. So creating and managing ads. Some, not all, PAs can manage ads for you. And like I said, Jenny loves to learn, kind of like me. So at this point in the game, she's experienced in Amazon ads, Facebook ads, and is actively testing out BookBub ads. I often work with her, showing her what I need done or what I like to focus on. Then I do the parts of ad creation and ad management that I like, while she does some of the others. Now, some authors prefer PAs to only look for negative keywords or to shut off keywords that aren't working or categories or placements that aren't working. Whatever it is you need help on with ads, chances are there is a PA out there who can help you and take on that part of it as their monthly task. This is extremely beneficial to some of the new authors out there who maybe haven't even ventured into the realm of ads just yet, but know that they have to start advertising their books. So looking towards someone who already has the experience, or at least more experience than you have, in order to get your books out there could be super beneficial to get more exposure and actually increase your royalties to be able to pay for more time that they could put into things. Another one is design graphics or promo images for social media. Now, if you don't have a graphic design background like I do, or find creative social media posts kind of tiresome, many PAs love doing this part. They're social and they're creative, remember? Plus, if they love your genre, love to read, and love to play in programs like Canva, you have yourself an absolute win-win situation. As much as I love designing things myself, I even find it takes a little bit too much time away from the things I need to do that only I can do in order to move the needle forward. Like writing. So I often delegate the social post creation to Jenny so I can free up more of my own time. And what's cool about it is that she has really evolved over the years and has kind of come into her own when it comes to ad creation, image creation, and promo creation. It's awesome. All right. So the next thing that you could use a PA for is newsletter creation. Now, this is one Jenny really doesn't do for me, but she does do it for some of her other indie author clients. I personally like to do my own newsletter. It connects me to my readers in a way that not many other things really do. But if maintaining a consistent newsletter isn't your thing, but you know you want one, you know you should do one, then this might be a good thing for you to put on your PA's plate, especially if it's something that they're used to doing for some of their other authors. All right, so another thing that you can have them do is market research. Market research is a pain in the butt, I'm not gonna lie. It's time consuming and tedious, but in the long run, so worth it. Now, I will tell you, no one loves market research, not even PAs. If there's a PA out there who loves market research, I have not met them yet. But at the same time, we all know that market research helps us to reach new audiences, find new targets for ads, and so much more. It's worth it. It really is worth it. But it's also worth passing off to a PA who can do it well. Another thing that PAs are really good at is obviously social media posting or scheduling your social media. Now, Jenny and I tag team my social media so that we're kind of doing what works best for us. Now, when there are posts that we know are coming up, like so let's say a promo week, for example, then Jenny will work up the images for it, usually weeks in advance so we don't have to think about it. And she goes ahead and puts the images into Buffer for me on the days that the promo's coming up, right? Then I go in and create the content I want to go along with it. Jenny doesn't overly enjoy the writing part of it, so rather than have her do something that she doesn't enjoy, I usually take that part on because it is a part that I enjoy. Plus then, when you're engaging as yourself on social media and it's you saying the things in the content part, it usually comes across a little bit more authentic. All right, so another thing that I love about PAs is the ability to kind of have almost a built-in alpha or beta reader. Writing can be a lonely sport. Even when you have the best manuscript that you know your readers are going to love, it can still be hard. If you like feedback on your work and like to just kind of get that little boost of morale, some PAs will also work as alpha or beta readers. Now, this is where hiring a bibliophile actually really comes in handy, because a lot of the time, they'll do this part for free just to be one of the first to read the new book. So that's a pretty awesome deal. But I will say this, if they're doing it for free, please, please, please remember to take a chill pill and know that they have a life too. They may not be able to read your chapters the moment, or maybe even the week that you send them over. Have a little grace and wait for the influx of comments when they do get a chance to read. Because remember, they have to be able to have their own downtime and enjoy the process, and you don't want to be on them for something that they're not even getting paid for. Obviously, if you're paying them to be a beta reader, that's a different story. But at the same time, then you can set up some rules about like when you're looking for feedback and so on. Another way you can utilize a PA is as an accountability partner. Now, for the most part, I can hold myself accountable and get things done, but I know many authors who either can't or who have a lot of things going on and they just kind of need that external motivation. Jenny even has a few of her other authors that she contacts on a daily basis to make sure that they've gotten their word counts in. She emails, texts, or calls them to see what they're up to for the day. Now, this holds her authors accountable every single day and gives them a reason to hit the keyboard. I mean, no one likes to tell someone that they didn't do what they said they would, right? So most of the time, for me at least, I don't need to do this or use that aspect from Jenny. Sometimes she still offers it up anyway because that's how she is. Especially when she knows I haven't been writing like I should be, she'll send me a message in Slack and tell me to hop to it. Of course, it usually comes after reading a cliffhanger type chapter too, funnily enough. Now, after the 2 years with Jenny by my side, I can honestly say, looking back at this whole process, the biggest benefit to having a PA that no one really talks about is when you choose the right person, you're tapping into the connections that your PA has personally built as well. It's their job to make these connections, to talk to authors, other PAs, and to learn the market. And that doesn't have anything to do with you. In order to get their clients, in order to do their job, they have to do that for them. Plus all the experiences that they're gaining from other authors based off of what the other authors are needing from them, right? So even though you might not need your PA to know anything about ads just yet because you can't afford it, it doesn't mean your PA hasn't learned it. It doesn't mean that once you are making more money, you can't give them more hours or more time to be able to do that for you as well. Now, as authors, we're often so busy doing all the things that we need to do and trying to learn all the stuff that we need to learn that we don't have time to connect or to reach out to like the author community the way we'd like to, or even to teach your PA some of the things they need to do. And so having those experiences is really cool. Now, in some cases, obviously, we're almost too introverted to reach out to others. And I'm obviously not that person, but I know plenty of authors who are. This can be incredibly useful in finding ways to get your name out there and elevate your brand. Like I said, when you do a newsletter swap with a well-known USA Today or New York Times bestselling author who has an engaged email list versus an unknown author with a small list, obviously you're going to gain more traction, right? But that's not all. Having a PA who has these connections and who can introduce you to these other people, it can lead to friendships with those authors, co-writing opportunities, closed promo opportunities, and so much more. Never underestimate the value of your PA's network, I guess is what I'm saying, because you just never know how having those connections is going to ultimately bring you some of the success that you're looking for. Okay, so now that I have you convinced, how do you go about finding your rockstar PA? Well, I can tell you from experience, it takes a little bit of time. I mean, finding a PA is probably fairly easy if you know other authors. You can just ask around and see who other people are using and go from there. But what I found is that not every PA is right for every author, and my goal was to find someone I could work with long term. So if you're like me, you're going to want to listen up. What I did was create a spreadsheet and list out all the PAs that other authors were using that I knew about, and if they were in my genre and seemed to be doing the things that I wanted them to be doing, I would then put them on that spreadsheet. Then I reached out to see what they charged, see if they had openings, and if they had anyone I could contact for references. Now I mapped out the ones that I figured I'd contact, and I went down the list offering to do a trial month with each of them at their normal rate. Each one of them knew that when the month ended, I would be moving on to work with another PA, but that it was going to be a 6-month trial period, that I'm testing out these different PAs, and when those months were up, I would circle back around and pick someone permanently. Now, I knew that if I was going to work with someone, they had to be a self-starter and someone who could take what I was putting down and run with it. I also wanted someone who could chat with me, have a laugh, tell me when I was being too critical of myself. Yes, I know all of this is a tough order, right? But I needed someone who could do these things, and so that's actively what I was searching for. I want you to also be thinking about that. I want you to think about what exactly would you want in a perfect PA, because that's what you need to start looking for. Don't just look for a PA, just a simple PA. I want you to look for someone who you can actually have a really good working relationship with, because if you do, and you have a great relationship, they are someone who is going to be by your side for a long time. maybe your entire career. Now, the trial month turned out to be an absolute lifesaver for me because there were some PAs on my list that I thought, at least in the beginning, for sure, they'd be like in my top list because they were being used by much larger name authors than myself. But what I found was I was low on the totem pole, and then I often got lost in the shuffle where those bigger name authors obviously got more time and energy and mental energy. However, I did have two who were totally awesome, and had Jenny not worked out, I would have hired them for sure. Obviously, as fate would have it, my PA Jenny and I built an author-reader relationship here in my actual town. And when she said yes to learning about being a PA, well, the rest became history. I actually reached out to her and asked her to be my PA, see if she'd be interested in learning it. Now, I love having my personal assistant in the same town as me, with the ability to get together for lunch or coffee, hang out as friends, or do InterSanctum chats together. Plus, Jenny has ticked all the boxes I was talking about for me. She's a self-starter. Heck, sometimes I swear she's downright psychic. Plus, she has built up some amazing connections over the past 2 years that helped me with my newsletter swaps, getting my foot into doors that I didn't even know I should be walking through. Plus, we have a very fun relationship. I mean, we celebrate our kids' birthday parties. We've been, you know, getting ready to go on book tours together. COVID. And heck, even her kids have been in my book trailer, for crying out loud. But she definitely has no problems hauling me onto the carpet when I'm being too critical of myself. But that being said, she is also insanely supportive and a terrific beta reader. I truly could not have asked for anyone better. Now, if you do some digging to find a PA and have a hard time getting that perfect person, you might want to think about the people in your life who really might work. Do you know any readers, any bibliophiles? Do you know anyone that you can nudge them into the creation of a PA? So think about that. Who do you know who's a bibliophile? Better yet, who do you know that actually reads in your genre? Because they will genuinely be excited for what you write. Ask them out to coffee, and then just see if they're interested in giving being a PA a try. You never know. They just might say yes. Oftentimes, I've found that PAs are people who, they love the book world. They're not writers themselves, and so they need to do another job. They're doing something else because they don't know the PA world exists. And as soon as you open that door to them, they are off, my friend. And with all the stuff that's been going on with the coronavirus and social distancing, having a job that you can do from home, like being a PA, like being a writer, has been incredibly invaluable. And so don't underestimate it. All right, my writerly friend, I hope I've convinced you that hiring a PA even early on in your author career can be a huge boost. Not only can they help you do all the things, but they can be an incredible friend and confidant as well. Plus, having their support and their network on your side can increase the speed of which you actually do the successful things. You do get more successful. You do get more readers. You do get more royalties and more books sold. Now, for those of you looking to hire a PA, Jenny and I are in the process of putting together a directory to help you out. So just head over to authorrevolution.org/76 to check it out. It's actively getting bigger. So if you get there and there's only a few names on the list, don't worry. We are adding to the list. We have a group of people that we are reaching out to try to get them on the list. And we will be updating it pretty consistently as time goes on. Next week, though, I am super excited to say that I will be interviewing USA Today bestselling author Kel Carpenter on the show for a special author interview. Now, Kel is someone I was introduced to by Jenny, I might add. See what I did there? At any rate, we're going to be talking about her success as an author and her journey to becoming a full-time urban fantasy author. Yes, you heard me, full-time. That's all she does. It's amazing. Now, you're going to love that interview. So hang tight. We'll be doing that next week. Until then, though, go forth and start your author revolution. Okay, so come on, tell me. Is 2021 going to be the year you actually finish writing that novel of yours? Do you want to know how to bring a story full circle, connect the dots, and create a fantastic ending that will leave readers begging for more? If this sounds like you, don't worry. My friend Emma Desi has you covered. She's brought together 20-plus experts, yes, I'm one of them, to help you structure your novel for success so you can plot a story that flows and find a flood of new readers. Best of all, it's totally free. Sign up at authorrevolution.org/bestseller. This masterclass is starting on April 12th, so be sure to sign up right away.